Chapter 6. Save the Boys. "We have to help them," I cry. "Peter, what do we do?" "Let's fly there," Peter says. "I can't fly." "Jump on my back again," he says. "We'll sink, but slowly." What choice do I have? I jump on Peter's back, and he jumps into the air and off the ledge. Together, we sink down to the valley below. "What's our plan?" I ask Peter as we sink. "We fight to the death," he says. "That sounds kind of extreme," I say, my voice shaking. "Maybe we can have a conversation. Are the dragons reasonable?" We land and immediately both drop into fighting positions. "You have a sword on you, don't you?" I ask. Peter nods, pulling out his sword from where it was hidden in his belt. "But I have a better idea. I've heard that dragons are scared of whistling."
"Really?"
"Yes. Are you ready? Can you whistle?"
"Kind of. Like a tune?"
"Can you whistle Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?"
"I can try." I purse my lips and try to whistle Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. It does not sound great.
Peter whistles the same tune and sounds much better. As we whistle, we tiptoe toward the palm tree where Jonah, his friends, and Tink are still surrounded by the dragons. "Jonah!" I call out between whistles. "We're coming!" The boys see us and wave. They must be so relieved we're here. "Keep whistling," Peter says. The dragons turn toward us and step toward us. The biggest dragon breathes fire into the air.
"No!
Why isn't it working?" I ask Peter. "Whistle harder," he says. "Or do you know anything by Taylor Swift?"
"How do you know Taylor Swift?" I ask.
"Everyone knows Taylor Swift," Peter exclaims. Suddenly, the big dragon barrels toward us.
"Ah!"
I cry. I freeze. Then I start whistling "Shake It Off." Or at least I try to. It comes out sounding pretty weird. The dragon stops right in front of us.
"Want to play with us too?"
he asks.
"Huh?" I stop whistling.
"Play?" I repeat, my head spinning.
"Yes," the dragon says in a cheerful voice. "We're playing with the boys in Tink. Come on."
"This is just a game?" I ask, incredulous.
"Abby, we're playing Swords and Fire,"
Jonah says, running toward me.
"It's so fun. Why were you whistling a Taylor Swift song?"
Peter said...
Beside me, Peter is bent over laughing.
"No way! Peter, you knew they weren't dangerous?"
I ask him. He wipes tears of laughter from his eyes.
"Of course I did. The dragons are our friends."
I can't believe it. This is all a big joke to Peter. I'm so mad that I can barely think. I turn to Jonah. "Why did you leave the tree hut without telling me?" I ask him. "We just talked about this last night. You and your friends could have been really hurt."
"But we weren't," Jonah points out. "Isaac and Ben wanted to go see the dragons."
"You could have said no," I interrupt.
"I did," Jonah says, "but they kept having really good reasons." "Like seeing the dragons,"
Ben puts in, running over to us.
"We've never seen dragons before,"
Isaac adds, joining him.
"Isn't that reason enough?"
"There are no dragons at all in Smithville," Ben says.
"And zero in Florida,"
Isaac says. "I go to Miami all the time, and I've never seen any dragons there." Ben is jumping on his toes.
"I've been to Texas and California, and they also didn't have dragons. There are no dragons in the United States of America. This was really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity."
I sigh. Out of the corner of my eye, I spot Tink trying to slink fly away.
Hold on, Tink, I growl, marching over to her.
You should not have taken the boys to see the dragons. You knew I needed to get us all home.
I figured it would be a quick trip, she says with a shrug. Anyway, you can leave now, can't you? Don't let me stop you.
Not yet, I say, looking around. We need to find Mary Rose. Did she come here with you? Or is she still sleeping back in the fairy nest?
I don't know, Tink says, shrugging again. I don't really care.
I can't believe her. What's your problem? Why are you being so rude to us?
Because I don't want you here.
My face flushes with anger.
Then you shouldn't have convinced my brother and his friends to come in the first place.
Peter wanted them to come to Neverland, so I just...
Urgh!
Tink frowns and crosses her tiny arms over her chest, still floating in midair.
So you do whatever Peter wants? I ask her, hands on my hips.
Yes, she says. I try to make him happy. I pause.
But what makes you happy? I ask.
Me? She asks, looking surprised.
Yes, you!
Spending time with Peter, she says.
I think you need some other interests, I tell her.
Tink scowls. I'm going to hang out with Peter, she says, and flies off, leaving me standing alone on the shore. Peter has now joined Isaac, Ben, and Jonah in playing with the dragons. The four boys pretend to poke the dragons with sticks, and the dragons breathe fire. Tink hovers next to Peter. I notice that he barely looks at her as he laughs with the boys and the dragons. I shake my head. Even though I'm annoyed at Tink, I also feel a little sorry for her. It seems like Peter can be selfish, and Tink just goes along with him. I glance out toward the water, past where the baby dragons are playing, and I see a small gray boat, like a dinghy. It's bobbing up and down on the waves. There's a girl steering the boat. She has a long braid that goes down to her waist, but that's not what catches my attention. There's a little birdcage on the boat, and inside the birdcage is a tiny, glimmering figure. A very familiar one. I squint at it. It's Mary Rose! Mary Rose?
I cry, confused.
Abby! Abby, help! Mary Rose cries from inside the birdcage.
The girl with the braid whips her head around to stare at me. Then she immediately throws a sheet over the birdcage and steers the boat away as fast as she can.
Wait! Stop!
I yell.
Mary Rose is being fairy-napped.